a few articles that have come across over the last year and some recently about really the fog of war in Syria producing so many strange bedfellows that here's an example. Israel has been supporting since the summer of 2013, both militarily and with extensive medical care, the Al-Qaeda Syrian offshoot, Al-Nusra Front, the same rebel group that the United States is dropping airstrikes on, as well as Russia. But Israel has created a direct alliance with Al-Qaeda in Syria. And there are articles you can read that really put Israel in a damning light for doing it, and others that make it more of a humanitarian kind of light, because Israel is admitting many Syrians over the last 2.5 years. Some 2,000 Syrians have been brought to a hospital near the border and taken care of. And the thing is, though, only about 20 to 30% of them are non-combatants. 70 to 80% are rebels, and the majority of them are the Al-Qaeda Al-Nusra Front. And what's also interesting is that the real enemy in the Golan Heights area for Israel is Hezbollah in Iran, and Hezbollah in Iran are the U.S. allies fighting in Iraq right now, particularly Iran. So the fog of war is kind of dizzying. It certainly would be a stretch to say that the U.S. and Israel are backing different sides in the war, but there's clearly a growing divergence in U.S. and Israeli approaches over who represents the biggest danger. According to retired Brigadier General Michael Herzog of Israel, he told the Wall Street Journal, which was the first paper to break the story of Israel militarily arming Al-Qaeda in Syria, he says, quote, "They manage to cooperate with non-Islamic and non-jihadi organizations in one coalition. So Nusra is a unique version of Al-Qaeda," he says. He went on to say that the Nusra Front are totally focused on the war in Syria and aren't focused on us. Those are his words. Israel invaded the region of southwestern Syria in 1967, just to put it in context, and they've illegally occupied most of the Golan Heights ever since. And Syria, throughout the Syrian war, the regime, the government, has always maintained that Israel is playing a hidden role. And a recent UN report now has backed the Syrian regime's claim. The report confirms that the UN forces have spotted rebels, al-Nusra, transporting many of their wounded over the border to Israel. Israel now admits this openly. And they also, in this article, that they quote rebels who go by pseudonyms for security reasons. And here's one named Qasim who says, quote, "The battle to capture a critical crossing between Syria and Israel along the Golan called Quneitra was preceded by coordination and communications between Jabhat al-Nusra and the Israeli army to pave the way for the attack. According to a Free Syrian Army commander who partly participated in the battle, the Israeli army provided maps of the border area and the Syrian army's strategic posts in the southern area." Moving on, in other part of the article, it says the rebels' battle led by Jabhat al-Nusra to control this crossing point, they said that, quote, "During the clashes, the Israelis heavily bombarded many of the regime's posts, shot down a warplane, a Syrian warplane, that was trying to impede the progress of the al-Nusra fighters and targeted other aircraft. And in fact, last September, Israel downed a MiG-21 Syrian aircraft over the occupied Golan Heights during an intensification of fighting between rebel fighters led by al-Nusra and the Syrian army. Prior to that battle, Israel provided rebel fighters with communication devices and medical equipment, and the devices have improved communication among rebel fighters, with the medical assistance helping to equip them with makeshift field hospitals in Syria in the south and southeast. These are makeshift field hospitals for al-Qaeda in Syria, the al-Nusra Front. Also, this rebel who was quoted in the article says, Israel allowed the establishment of a small Syrian refugee camp on the border in the occupied Golan Heights, saying, quote, the camp hosts dozens of Syrian families. And this was confirmed by UN reports, and Israel is providing it with the necessary humanitarian assistance. Rebel fighters, including al-Nusra, frequently go to the Israeli zone, some of whom have crossed the border more than three times a day, and they stay in this camp. He went on to explain, any fighter or civilian with severe injuries who cannot be treated in our hospitals on the ground or immediately transferred to the Israeli part of the occupied Golan, and there the rebel will be transferred in a civilian ambulance accompanied by an Israeli army patrol to a hospital for treatment. Israel supports at a high level and the rebels, and the Israeli army was the mastermind in a battle called Tal al-Hara. This was a battle, a mastermind of this battle in terms of plans, tactics, and follow-up. The communication devices released precise instructions in Arabic about what should be done by the al-Nusra fighters moment by moment. This was in an article in Al-Monitor, Al-Monitor. The Syrian general said that the Israelis are not only supporting the rebels militarily and logistically and treating their wounds, but also training them in the occupied Golan. When I was in Israel a couple of months ago, I met a rabbi who cited the Israelis' caring of Syrian injured, something he is so proud of. He was so proud of this aspect of the Israelis doing such great humanitarian work. What he didn't say was that 80% of them are al-Qaeda in Syria, al-Nusra fighters. But they are doing, there's no doubt that they're doing outstanding work in treating these fighters, as well as the 20 or 30% who are women and children and non-combatants. Quoting a medic at the hospital, he said, regardless of who comes across the border, there is no politics here. We just want to give them the right treatment. They are just human like us. There is no difference. Also, amputations are very common, especially in Jordan's overworked, underfunded health sector where many Syrians go. So more and more of them are going to the Golan to be treated by the much better equipped and better skilled Israeli doctors. Again, quoting a medic, he says, when you are a doctor, you don't get to know who is good and who is bad. You treat everyone. It's very hard for an Israeli to say, but it's a holocaust what happens in Syria right now, and the world doesn't take a side. As a doctor, you can't take a side. This is a humanitarian mission, and I'm very proud to do it. That's the color from that particular article. But of course, Israel does have an ulterior motive, that is to keep al-Nusra as strong as possible. The Jabhat al-Nusra rebels who are al-Qaeda in Syria, so that they can defeat the Iranians and Hezbollah, which threaten Israel more than al-Qaeda in Syria.